And a good Wednesday morning out there here as we look towards the market action. So far this morning, kind of a mixed trade here to start the day off over on the grains, a little bit of weakness on the livestock. But starting off with corn, we are showing futures down anywhere from 4 to 5.5 cents here. So a little bit of a correction here this morning. Did see some late session strength yesterday, kind of followed up the strength from the day prior on Monday there. So pretty good gains to start the week, but again, a little bit of correction here. This morning, if you look at the forecast, you are looking at maybe a little bit of precipitation in some of the southern portions of the eastern Corn Belt here for the next week, parts of Missouri, some of Nebraska, and some of Iowa here. But some of parts of Iowa and the northern portions of that eastern Corn Belt do get missed, as well as a pretty good portion of that western Corn Belt. So spotty precip, but futures are kind of backing off here this morning. Did not necessarily get any, there was rumors that there may be some Chinese buying, mainly though on the beans, that did not confirm anything on the corn, but we are correcting lower here this morning. That don't have really much of any new news on the corn to put out there. Over on the beans, we are looking at futures up anywhere from just fractionally to about 4.5 cents here this morning, kind of led by some of the old crop contracts. Again, we did get an export sale here of soybeans this morning to China, so that kind of confirmed some of the buying rumors from yesterday. 472,000 metric tons was reported, 136 for old crop, 336 for new crop. So overall, pretty decent buying there. Futures are kind of backing off their early session highs, so maybe a little bit of a buy the rumor, sell the fact type of reaction here so far this morning, but again, still kind of holding up with some gains here this morning. Soybean oil is up about 165 points here this morning. So though the soybean meal is down $3.70 a ton. It's a little bit of mixed action in those product values, but overall beans are still holding up. Over on the wheat side of things here, we are looking at the Chicago futures down a penny. Kansas City is up about 0.75 cents here this morning. So seeing a little bit of mixed trade there. But relatively steady here. If you look at some of the outside markets, you are seeing some strength, but back in the crude oil market here, so that may be lending some support. But again, futures are just kind of steady to mixed. Really no news to report out on the wheat side of things here overnight. Over on the cattle market side of things here, we are looking at the live cattle futures down anywhere from $1.50 to $1.75. Feeder cattle down $1.45 to $1.65 here, so a little bit of a weaker trade over in those the cattle market here continuing here. Just a little bit of a technical breakdown here. We've seen some weakness in the cash, kind of pull back to that 255 level last week. That's still pretty at a pretty stout premium to the futures market on August, which is at 236, but those don't necessarily have to converge here for another couple months. Over on the beef side of things, choice was down another 71 cents yesterday with select a couple cents higher. So that continued weakness over on the beef kind of continuing, I think, to put a little bit of a wet blanket here over that the cattle market here this morning. Over on the cotton market here, we are looking at futures with a little bit of a correction here this morning, down anywhere from 7 to 17 points here. Again, did see some pretty good gains yesterday near the 3 cent limit at the close. Did not finish there, but kind of ticked up there during the session. So pretty good gains here so far this week, but again, kind of backing off a little bit here this morning with just a little bit of a corrective action. Outside markets are generally supportive here. Again, crude oil is up about $3.20 a barrel here this morning. Dollar index is slightly higher, but you did have a little bit of a maybe some renewed action over in the Middle East with the U.S. and Iran kind of adding some premium back to the oil here this morning. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3623 or visit our website at www.bruglermarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.